The living God. Did you miss me? I missed you a lot for the last 2 weeks. This time we went to the World Mission Convention. Then indeed the God is really have the covenant being really fulfilling. This covenant to save 2,375,000 tribes, and I've met many pastors and missionaries. Then I came back. This time, of course, there are lots of Korean missionaries, but there were lots of local missionaries attended to this convention. So indeed, I could really see that the world evangelization is taking really place, and all these local people is actually raising up and having the mission and the passion that to really revive these people. And I met the pastors, many pastors from Philippines. And this pastor came to me and then told me, Pastor Shin, this pastor is really big and huge. And he hugged me and he said, I'm very thankful. He really hugged me and said he is thankful. Then I asked him why. When I really went to Philippines for the evangelism school, then I testified. I had a testimony. He heard me when I said that. Then he was very annoyed by listening. Then in Japan, then the country is full of idol worshiping, and all this church building was given, and all these things were really happening to this pastor. And actually, this pastor from Philippines were really having concerns and worries. When I was listening to you, Pastor Shin, then how come then that this Pastor Shin things are taking place for him, then why not for me? Then this pastor from Philippines actually started really praying a lot. And then this time he had lots of local believers in his church. And then this time he has this church building construction. And then there was the water leaking. And he had to postpone the church construction. Then he sent me that picture. Then, because after I heard your testimony of Pastor Shin, I really started praying. Then after I really started praying, then that's why I was reminded of you. Then I even really wanted to hug you, and I wanted to invite you to my church. Then so in his field, for the sake of the gospel, I saw him preaching the gospel, and then lots of local people are really raising up, and then indeed 2,375,000 and 5,000 tribes were really taking place. And then thank you for your devotion and the prayer. Then it's same thing with us. Then from now on, we'll have the seminary school will be built, and then non-pastoral churches will be raised in Japan. We are weak, but the God who indwells in me is a capable God, a powerful God, and He's the one who is transcending everything, and He's the one listening to our prayer. He's the one who will give us the power and the healing. Even now, He really want to use us, and He is really helping us to really prepare our vessels. And then we are really thankful to be in that blessing. It might seem like that you just come to church and you have the walk of faith, but from the beginning, before the creation, God was really looking at Japan, and then He was the one who really called you for the sake of the evangelization. And we're not only take care of this country, but we also have to go to the 237 nations. And that is a journey that we are taking according to his time schedule and into his journey. And we, I'm pretty sure that he will be guiding you in the sake of the path and the journey of his covenant. You really have to keep following and then confirm. It's not really us using our power, but it's just because it's God's promise. When God is ready for that, and he's the one who will really make you and make your race and make you the witness. That's why you really have to be in the flow of the God's word, and it's very important thing. And then today's message is about the Jacob who puts all in to his to his covenant. And it's from Genesis 27, verse 25 to 27. Pastor John talked about the enjoyment of Isaac's prayer. Can you think of any? The faith of the Abraham. So Abraham had the faith, and then Isaac really grabbed hold onto the faith and they enjoyed it through the prayer. Then God is the one who really answered his prayer, and God is the one who really gave the blessing of the hundredfold, 100 times more. Before anything else, you really have to have the enjoyment of the prayer. Before you heal someone and declaring the word of God, you really have to enjoy the gospel for yourself first. Then that's how the God is really giving the healing. And through Abraham, the covenant was passed on to Isaac, from Isaac to Jacob. So this time, Isaac got married with who? Isaac got married with Rebecca. And through them, Jacob was born, and actually with and Esau, and their twins were born. However, Genesis 25, 22 to 25, Isaac and Rebecca got married. They got married. How old were they when they got married? They got married when they were 40. However, 20 years later, they didn't really have any offsprings. Then they had the twins. 20 years later, after they got married, and then these twins, Esau and Isaac, the Jacob were born. Then meanwhile, what were they doing? They were, of course, praying. Isaac and Rebecca would grab hold onto the covenant and they're really enjoying this gospel. And then they really had the burden of prayer. They're really praying. Then when they really had these twins within that Rebecca's womb, she knew that she was having the twins, and then in her womb they were actually fighting all the time. So they are really having the battles, and then Rebecca actually was having hard time and having the hard time. You, if you have been ever been pregnant, you can imagine that in yourself, in your womb, then these two kids, babies are fighting. Then what, who are they to really give me this kind of pains? So that's when Rebecca really prayed to God. So God really gave the answers that you actually will have the two nations and two peoples will be born. So what kind of word did he give? Two nations, two peoples. Really, in her womb, she really knew that there were two nations, two peoples. So when she really prayed, she knew this already. So when you really pray, that you're not really praying for the very vague things, but you really have to be able to see and then feel and understand how God is really blessing you. This core message yesterday, that this morning you really have to have the peaceful mind, and what? Until you really receive the answers, you have to pray. Until you really get the answers, you gotta pray. Just murmuring in your mouth is not really the prayer. You really have to, you have received a role from God to be able to communicate with God and giving you the antennas. And then Rebecca, through prayer, knew that she was actually having the two peoples, two nations in herself. And then she realized, she had the realization, and she already knew it through the prayer. And then these nations and the people will be born. However, it says, God says that the older will be serving the younger. The older one, older brother is Esau. Esau and the younger brother is Jacob. The younger one will be stronger. And then actually God gave the assurance to the Rebecca. So the firstborn child should really have to get the first childbirth. Birthright will be given to the firstborn child, but the Rebecca really had the assurance that while you're really having that prayer, even if you pray for a month, once even, then if that prayer is really communicated with God, and if you really have the assurance through the word, through the prayer, then that prayer will be really also answered already. And her womb, Rebecca already knew that which one will be the one to really deliver the covenant. That was Jacob. After she gave a birth to the twins, and then of course they will grow up, Esau was the one. He was the hunter he really likes. And he was covered with the hair. He was very manly. Just by looking at his appearance, then he was very wild, and he was good at hunting. He was really taking care of his parents, because he's the one who really shared all these animals, hunted animals, to his parents. However, on the other hand, Jacob was indoor. He was the one standing right next to his mother, and he was more like holding the clothes of mother, and he was the one really making all the stews. So when really Rebecca gave birth to these twins, and then God said that there will be the two nations, two peoples. Jacob was really humanism, was using the humanism because he really wanted to come out first, and then he was even holding the Esau's heel when he really came out from the womb. That's how they were born. And then Jacob is the one taking care of all the house chores, and he was right next to mother all the time. But Rebecca knew, since they were in the womb, they really knew that Jacob is the one actually to receive the birthright, and he's the one to really save the two nations, two peoples, because God is the one who told her. So she knew it. So Esau was out all the time to hunt, and he was really playing. So the covenant that actually the Rebecca had, she couldn't really have the time to deliver that covenant, but to Jacob she could. So whenever they were really making all these stews and everything, that Rebecca really deliver this covenant to Jacob. It's really like our life in this age. Both parents are working, and then everybody is so busy, and then we really have to earn money, so we don't even have the time to have conversation, even though they are so small, since they come back from the kindergarten, and parents will just give that tablet to all these like toddlers and then small kids, and then they don't even have the conversation with the kids. So when they really eat something, but really just like Esau, parents actually leaving the children alone. That Christ that you grab hold on to, that world evangelization that is really taking place, you have to be close to your children and then be able to deliver this covenant to your offsprings. However, the parents in this age is like living like the Esau. They don't even have the place to hear the gospel, to hear the covenant. That's why we have this 3-day weekend is really taking place. Why? Because staying at home, what kind of conversation you have with your kids? Are you really delivering the messages to your kid? When they're really loud, then you might really say, can you be quiet? But to every single one of them, you really take care of. So you are not really taking place. So you really have to, the adults should really change your own thought. You should really have the conversation with your children. So you really need to make sure that they can really hear, they can really feel the covenant that you grab hold on to. And Jacob was really doing all the house chores, and they're standing right next to his mom. He was there really having that covenant, because the delivering the covenant is not really take place just overnight. It should be accumulated. But one day in Jacob, the covenant was really entering to himself. Then the evidence for that would be that after the hunting, then Esau really came back from outside, and he really asked for the meal. Then Jacob really was very smart. I'm not gonna give this food for free. You can really, you should give me the birthright of yourself. Look at this Jacob's nature. Because he had this assurance of the covenant. No matter what he did, he really realized that the right birthright was the thing that he was really thinking of. When you're really grown up and then you really had to give the food to your older brother just because you might get hit. But through his mom, the Jacob really had the imprint and the root of the covenant, and it was really his nature of himself. That's why even to give the one bowl of stew, the covenant was already his nature. So these things should be really imprinted in your children. You should really have this kind of conversation and share it. Because in this age, you need this covenant more and more. You shouldn't let the kids, let the games to take care of your kids. They are good at. So if they just really fall into the games, and then they will really fall into that. However, the darkness surrounding them will be really stronger and stronger. The remnants might feel bad, but you really have to look at the age. And then the conversation between the parents and the children, the smaller, younger the kids are, the more important that they. So Esau actually didn't pay attention much to his birthright, because these temporary things, it's just enough for him. Whatever he wanted to do, he was fine. He didn't really have any attention or any interest whatsoever to the covenant. I'm hungry and I want to eat. So if you want to have that birthright, go ahead, take it. Then he took the food, and then probably he will be really eating. He was eating a lot. But after, and so Isaac was gone. But then he called these sons, two sons. Esau was supposed to receive this blessing from the father. That's how the law said. The birthright is the firstborn child. But Esau was not interested in that. The Rebekah, that time. So Rebecca actually realized that the Isaac is really he wouldn't really have the long life. So Rebecca called Jacob, and Isaac couldn't really see well and couldn't really tell which one's which. So Isaac actually smelled and knew that this who he was. So he smelled the Jacob, and he touched his arms if there is a hairy legs or not, because Rebecca actually caught the sheep and then kill it and then put all this hair on his arm. So Isaac actually blessed all the blessings was given to Jacob. Through you, 237 nations and then 5,000 tribes will be really evangelized. If you really put all these things onto this covenant, then God is the one who will really put all the blessings and pour the blessings. The firstborn child means not just be born as the first son, but you're spiritually, you're the firstborn child. Why? Because you're the one who really delivered this covenant to the next generation. In this country, there are countless idol worship been taking place. You and I were really called as a spiritual firstborn child. So God really gave, Isaac really gave all the blessings and poured all the blessings to Jacob. Then Esau came back and then he realized what happened. But when he realized what happened, Rebecca knew that the Jacob would have received all these blessings, and then because that first son knew what had happened, then he even planned out to kill Jacob. So Rebecca really knew what's gonna really happen. So she put the oil into the bottle and then gave that to Jacob, and you really have to escape to your uncle's place. Esau decided to kill Jacob. Then Esau really tried many things. Then what just happened? Jacob actually went to his uncle's place to escape. Esau is the one holding the sword and chasing after Jacob. Then Esau even asked Isaac, why did you give all the blessings to Jacob? How come you didn't even leave any, even a bit of blessing? Even for a bit of blessing, please give me those blessings, the remained ones. For he didn't figure out the value of the gospel. He was the one who was really making the choice of the pleasure all the time. When something bad happened, a problem happened, and that's when he really grabbed hold onto the gospel and then look upon God. And that's how the Esau did. Not the daily base. When the huge thing happened to him, and that's when he tried to grab hold onto that covenant, and it's really religious. It's really religious life is really imprinted in Esau. Esau said, I'm Esau, I'm the firstborn, that I should receive this birthright and all these blessings to me. If even have a bit of blessing remained, then I should receive that. But Isaac said, I'm very sorry, but I really thought that Jacob was you. That all the blessings actually was given to him, that I have nothing left to give you. So Esau's head was really open. There's nothing left for you. Esau just opened his his head. So that's why Esau really decided to kill Jacob and taking all his soldiers. In the church, we have this covenant to really deliver the God's word, and how exactly you need to listen to the God's word. It's not too late. You really have to grab hold to the true covenant. Don't even imitate and following the other people. Each of you should really have your own covenant, and that covenant should be imprinted in yourself, and that covenant should be really your root and the nature. That's what you're gonna be. Because you shouldn't be paying attention to anything else. If it's not your covenant, and then you, even though you're staying in the church, you're really living like the Esau. Because if you really grab hold onto the covenant, all these blessings will be poured down to you. Then you just have the covenant slightly in your hand, and then you really cherish the world things, worldly things. Of course it's important, but the priority shouldn't be changed. That is the issue. All these confusing things, all these complicated things is in yourself, but not the covenant. And then you really live like the Esau. So from the morning, you wake up, and then you take the breathing exercise. And how come you were told to really have the answer of the gospel? You should be really imprinted yourself with the God's word. That's why you should really have the 777 prayers. It's not really about the remembering the words. You should really revive your brain, revive your spirit and souls, and also the thoughts, so that the covenant will be entering into yourself. The God's word will be entering into yourselves. Just like Jacob, if that happens, it doesn't really matter how weak and lacking yourself will be. All the blessings will be poured down to you. Because God is the one who will really taking care of His absolute plans. That promise was given to you when He created you. And then you are the one who grab hold onto that covenant. I bless all of you to receive this covenant. So Hebrew 12:16 says, so Saul, his inheritance rights for a single meal. It's very sexually immoral and godless. Because he should be the one who really should grab hold onto the covenant and then make sure that the offspring will receive this inheritance. But you grab hold onto the loose hold of the covenant of the gospel and the God's word, and those people are called the sexually immoral and godless. You have to return to God. You are not the sexually immoral or godless. You should really return to the God's word. And after all, Esau, all the blessings, that's how he really lost hold of. That means he was the one standing the line of the saved ones. If you and me are supposed to live like Jacob, not like Esau. I really bless you to live like Jacob. The Isaac's prayer of blessing. So Jacob will receive all the blessings. Esau said that I don't care if it's just even a bit of the blessing, but Isaac said there's nothing left. I gave all the things to Jacob. And then God said, I have nothing because I gave you everything. Genesis 27:37. I have made him Lord over you and made all the relatives his servants. All his relatives and brothers, his servants. Because all the people will live according to what the person who grabbed hold onto the covenant. Look at the people in the world. They earn so much money, but they will really make them having the pleasures and all that. But after all, everything will be used for the people who grab hold onto the covenant. So everything is developed. Everything is there for the sake of the people who has the covenant. Of course, everything is improved and developed. But these things is really happening for the sake of the people who grab hold onto the covenant. You should really grab hold onto the covenant. You should really follow the covenant. And Genesis 27:40, you will live by the sword and you will serve your brother. And Esau's grudge was really revealed. And then he was really having all this resentment. And then Rebecca knew about all these things. That's why Rebecca helped Jacob to escape. Not only to make Jacob leave, then of course there will be the worship in time. So Rebecca gave the bottle of oil to Jacob. So she even told that you really have to have this offering. Even though you're running away, you're in an escape, you have to grab the covenant and go. Because all the blessings are given to you, then you have to grab hold of that covenant and leave. So he escaped. So Jacob was actually escaping. So Isaac really thought that it was Esau, first son. Then Esau was very mad. And then Rebecca even told Jacob that you have to go to your father and receive the blessing, because Isaac knew this time it was Jacob who came. But he prayed for him because he gave all these blessings to Jacob already. And that's how Jacob really left. So you shouldn't really have any excuses. It doesn't really matter how difficult that is. You have to really have the life of the worship. Life of the worship. Then everything will be restored. If you enter into the Word of God, then you can restore. No matter what kind of thing happened to you, you should really be able to grab hold to the covenant and you can really restore yourself. Esau couldn't do that. When that resentment became his scars, he really wanted to kill. That's how much he couldn't really restore. He didn't really have the gospel. He didn't really have the word of God. all the time this grudge or the resentment remained in him. It doesn't really matter what kind of worldly things he had in his hand. He couldn't really forgive anyone. He couldn't really love anyone. He couldn't heal anyone until his scars will be healed. That's how much the darkness is really covering up himself. If you really have the gospel, if you make mistakes and all that, if you really if you're running away, you should really restore the worship and you should restore the gospel, because Christ is the one who really accomplished everything and completed everything already. Because there is no sin that cannot be forgiven in front of God. Why? All the transgressions, it will be healed. It will be forgiven. If you lie, you didn't really have to. Don't lie. If you steal, you don't have to steal. Those transgressions will be forgiven. If your parents are idol worshipping, then you should really discard all the idols and leave. But the original sin cannot be forgiven. That's why only Christ can forgive our original sin. And that's why this Christ actually is in ourselves. And then we are the one who really solved these fundamental problems already. So what should we really restore in ourselves? We should restore the gospel. We should restore the word of God through our prayer. We should really restore the covenant and the promise of God. Then Jacob received the blessing. In the Bethel, and there is the Jacob, and there is God, and there is the ladder. And then he was escaping to his uncle's place, and then how weary and tiring it will be. So he took one rock, and then use it as the pillar, and he was sleeping. Then in his dream, this thing appeared. All the angels and servants of God descending and ascending between God and him. What was the voice of God? Those who, the Jacob who was tired and exhausted and no power, powerless. God said, I'm with you. So in his dream, that's what he said. And then he could see the angels ascending and descending. And then God said, I am here to bless you. No matter where you are, I will protect you. I will guide you. After all these people on this earth will be blessed through you, all the nations, all the tribes. In his dream, that was the covenant given to him. When you dream, your dream might be the really bad one, a nightmare. The things that will make the dreams that will just make you feel bad and some weird dream. But Jacob was tired and all that, but he really had this God's word and covenant imprinted in himself. Since when? Since he was in the womb. He even wanted to come out first. So he was actually grabbing the heel of his brothers. And then right next to mother, he was the one receiving this God's word and the covenant. And he did really receive all the blessings from his father. So if you really think about that, in his own thought, how deeply all this covenant was really imprinted. So even though he was tired, he was falling asleep, but he saw that God actually put all the letters and that all the angels were ascending and descending. No matter where you are, I will bless you, and through you, all the people on this earth will be blessed. That's how much he actually imprinted the covenant in himself. If you have this kind of imprint, and then you will be able to become that Jacob. So even for a half of this, you should really do it. Then these covenants should be really imprinted in yourself. So John 1:51, I'm really truly telling you, he then added, "Very truly I tell you, we'll see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." It's really specific. Jacob, it seems like he was alone, but he was always with God. Even in his crisis, in a daily basis, he was the one who really enjoyed that secret that the God is with them, with him. And that is the secret of the prayer. This week, we are going to Karuizawa, right? For this time, we really want to have the concentration, 777. When you really pray, the door of the heaven will be open. Then all these servants and angels will ascend and descend. Then that's what the deep prayer that we really want to have. Pastor's message will be only 30 minutes, breathing, you go to the spa, you go to this and that. It will be really like a tight and a compact schedule. This time, even in the missionary conventions, Pastor, you talked about the seven bodies and seven journeys, seven signposts. So he really delivered us the message to really have this deep prayer of the partisan. So after this, Jacob actually escaped to his uncle's place. Then he actually came back after he got wealthy. He actually, of course, Jacob really wanted to give all this blessing, the gifts and all that. But Esau couldn't really have any healing took place. Esau was the one who was really in the scars. And then how exactly can you really heal that older brother? Who really need to take care of him? You know, that's only God who can really take care of him. That's why you had to really pray. So that's when that Jacob really kneeled down before God at the Jabbok River. Then the angel said, "What's your name?" Jacob had this old nature. He said, "I'm Jacob." Then God said, "No, you're not. You will not be called Jacob anymore. You are Israel. You're Israel." So that is the covenant. That is a covenant that was given to Rebekah. So through Jacob, all this covenant was fulfilled. God's covenant is something like you really grab hold of the covenant and saying that this is it. But he's the one who really gave you the covenant just one way. God is the one who really gave you the covenant, and you're not. Then this is what we call the absolute plan. Through God, in your house, in your family, in your region, in this country, for the sake of the evangelization, which part I need to be used by God? So you should really look for it, and then while you're really looking for it, and then you will receive the blessing. You will no longer Jacob. Jacob is the humanism. Liar. However, he is the one. He really changed his own status. You really have to know, though, as soon as you really believe in the Christ, and then your your status has been really changed. It's really changed completely. While you're living on this earth and then being a child of God, that status is everything. With that assurance, everything is in that God's journey. Everything will be really past. And then this is why God really allowed this thing happen. We'll read the Genesis 38 to 49. Then Jacob will all gather all this his tribes, 12 tribes. So Jacob really couldn't get any. Compensation for his labor, but because God really blessed Jacob, but then Jacob was having a hard time because of the Esau's Esau's resentment. So in front of God and at the river, he was really kneeling down before God, and he was escaping, but he was really praying to God. And God said that through you, everyone will be, all the people will be really blessed through you. So because of Jacob, then everyone was returned. Abraham enjoyed the blessing of the salvation. Isaac enjoyed the prayer as the saved one. And then Jacob received the blessing to revive one nation, the blessing of the evangelism. Then Joseph was the one who received the blessing of the missions, world mission. That is the history. So people really got corrupted to really save this one nation. Then one covenant was really planted. Adam really lived for a long time, and he really lived for 9 generations to deliver the covenant, that because of this fundamental problem, then he fall into the original sin. But Adam was the one who really delivering all these messages and the covenant to the generations. And that's why God really extended his life. And you really have to enjoy these blessings in your family line, that your family line should become the prestigious family line in the gospel. Your child, your children, don't give them that tablets and then game players. You should really be right next to them, even if you really pray with them, and then you can talk about all these people in the Bible and then talk about the God's word. I bless all of you to have that covenant enjoyed throughout this first service. Thank you for giving us the message talking about the Jacob and then all in to the covenant. We believe that this covenant will be really fulfilled this week. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.